This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we are here to talk about hunting, fishing, and the great outdoors. Now, look, it's first day of early duck season today, so if you're headed out to the marsh and you're on the road, just love to have a conversation with you if you'd like to give us a call. 410-WCBM680.com. No, that's not right. 410-WCBM680 is our phone number. And we welcome your calls at Ellis Outdoors right here, the radio program called The Outdoorsman. And Brian Farlow is in there. I haven't been here before. It's my first day on the job. Exactly. No, I'm actually typing ellisoutdoors.com. That's why I said that. But I'm trying to get into my email so I can receive emails from all of you as well. A lot of things going on. But if you are driving and going duck hunting or deer hunting, please give us a call. It's a beautiful, cold morning out there. First morning, it feels like hunting season to me. And it looks like a good day for both deer and waterfowl. We'll see how that goes, and we'll know soon enough. But if you're headed out or if you're just up and, you know, like to fish, hunt, enjoy the outdoors, you're welcome to call. Now, we are giving a muzzle loader away, a CVA Wolf muzzle loader. It is the photo and the description of how you enter is on the website, ellisoutdoors.com. That's www.ellis, my last name, outdoors.com. And you can reach me by email at Ellis, which is my last name. And I'll tell you, the last 6 months, people have been calling me Ellis more and more. I guess my email has been getting out there. And they addressed me by Ellis. Well, it's Alan is my first name, but and my signature on my email says Alan, but, you know, people don't look at that. Anyway, they call me a lot of other names, no doubt, but it's Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com is the email address, and we're looking to receive your emails. So let's see, any old business. Yeah, I got an email from a fellow that provided me with some details of a an incident he had at one of the. See if I can find it here. There it is. An incident that he had occur at one of the state parks. This past year, I moved to the Eastern Shore. Purchased a hunting license, scouted out possible state land, followed up with a visit to the Tuckahoe Ranger Office, Tuckahoe State Park. The map showed an archery range. I asked for and got a good solid set of directions for the archery range. I said I wanted to confirm the zero on the scope of my crossbow. Lady behind the counter advised me that crossbows were forbidden from the range, and she made me feel like a second-class citizen, which you are not. I visited the range as I was exiting the facility. It was spacious, isolated, and unused. No property or people were there. No injuries could have occurred. Still, I complied with the guidance given. The following might be good ammunition for your efforts to correct this situation. Well, John, let me tell you something. If you're listening, I did reach out. I did find that folks at Wildlife were unaware that state parks had banned crossbows from their facilities. So I'm working on it. I'm working on it. And maybe we'll have some answers for you here soon. See what happens to to that, but we seem to find out that this was a kind of a secret, unwritten policy for some reason. So we're working on that for you. And thank you for your story. Some of the appropriate folks are aware now of your dismay. And thank you for sharing that. And if you have any problems like that, I got an email from a concerned guy that felt that this was when we reported on the potential hunting license increase. He's following up now with it, and he was concerned that he had been jacked up on charges that he felt were unreasonable, and he would never, ever, ever support the Department of Natural Resources because of what happened to him. Very personal story. Not going to get into the details. If what he says is true, and of course there's two sides to every story, I agree with him. He was jacked up for no reason, and unfortunately he was with a member of the military services who was being deployed, and the young man that was with him was gone and unable to meet his court date. So I just thought that was unfair, and we're following up on that one too. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. So, but we are taking your phone calls, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Tell me where you're going, what you're using. We heard from some youngsters last week who were on their way deer hunting. They didn't hear back from anybody. Like to follow up on that if they're listening, find out what happened there. And a lot of interesting stories, a lot of very interesting stories out there. In the world of the outdoors. A couple of things that are troubling, but we'll get to that in just a minute. Let's see, we have a caller on the line right now. And it looks like, at this point, I need a slurp of coffee. You know, 8 o'clock coffee now comes in the Keurig single-serving containers. They have about four different kinds. That happens to be their bold mixture. Pretty good. Pretty, pretty good. There's a story out of Minnesota. Here we go. About a, we'll get into that. And then there's some news on PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. There is a Richard in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Richard. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
What's up?
I know one big problem with the crossbows and the range is some of the backstops don't stop. The crossbows shoot a lot more feet per second, so they need a better backstop.
Well, that is true. That is true. You are firing a weapon at a greater speed than your typical compound bow. Some of your compound bows fire at, people say their bows so fast, but I think most of them come in between like 250 and 280 feet per second. And
crossbow targets even go up to like 400.
Yeah, some of them will reach 400. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Right.
But I understand the guy's point. Look, I'm going to hunt this park, and I like to check that my zero is on in my scope. I don't want to shoot a deer and have it be wounded.
Right.
And what kind of park experience would that be for other people to see a wounded deer? So.
Hey, I know one big thing too with newer bow people that don't really know, they shoot broadheads in the targets like at ranges like that, and they can't get them out, so they leave them in there and they tear up other people's areas.
Yeah, you're not a big crossbow fan anyway, are you?
Oh no, I like crossbows for people who need them, but I've had people that really don't understand hunt walk underneath them and smoking a cigarette with a crossbow, which.
Yeah, but wouldn't that same guy walk underneath you with a regular bow, smoking a cigarette?
Oh, that's true. But at least he's taking a little bit more time. And like I said, it's a personal opinion.
It's a personal opinion based on experience with a guy that just happens to be carrying a crossbow. But
right.
If the guy were a jackass and carrying a recurve bow, you'd feel that the recurve bow hunters were irresponsible.
Well, yeah. Probably. But,
well, so.
He deals with them. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not putting my opinions on anybody else, but
No, but look, hey, thank God we live in America and everyone's entitled to their opinion. You're exactly right.
Right.
I'm just saying you have a personal experience and you have a bad experience with a crossbow. Look, I was in a shop yesterday. Guy brings in a crossbow. He said, I'm doing some work for a guy. And he said, the guy has this crossbow, and I can't pull mine back anymore. This one has a device on it that helps draw the bow back. And he said, I think I'm going to buy it from him. I'm going to trade him labor for it. The shop owner looked at the crossbow and said, man, what happened to this thing? It's dinged up. It's the foot thing where you put your foot to draw it back has been jerry-rigged. You know, the scope's dinged up, and, you know, he goes, well, the guy fell down with it, and he said, and the string was gone, and the cables were needed replaced. So it was $90 to repair a used, beat up crossbow, and the guy was going to pay like $350 for it. So he's got $449 in this bow, or $440 in this bow, basically, to get it in working order and to take it out in the woods. And the shop owner says, look, here's one for $495, brand new. Ready to go. It's got a scope, and all you got to do is, you know, walk out the door with it. And the guy said, well, you know, I'm trading labor, blah, blah, blah. So now we got a crossbow that's all beat to crap. Who knows how it shoots? Who knows how it's going to shoot? The adjustment mechanism was locked down on it. Okay. If you get it shooting the way you want it, that's fine. I mean, nobody says you have to have a top-of-the-line crossbow to go out in the woods. But I'm thinking, you don't want to take a piece of crap out there either. And I don't care if it's a compound bow or a shotgun or whatever it is. You know, you don't want to take a traditional bow out there with warped limbs. So,
right.
But it is what it is.
Well, I guess the biggest thing is information, which you do a great job on informing people.
Yeah.
But I was at Arundel Archery shooting in the back one day, and I come out, and there was a guy on the 80-yard range right where you walk in. And he had a crossbow, which, you know, they say no crossbows, no wooden arrows.
Right.
He brought his own target data down there, was shooting at 80 yards, and he was down there with a pair of vice grips trying to get a carbon arrow out of the target that he brought because he couldn't pull it out of there. And, I mean, I'm 6'4", very big guy, and I couldn't pull it out of there with my rubber grip that I carry with me. But, yeah, sometimes they don't understand what they're doing when they start. They need.
Well, see, that's I base that on information given to him by his buddies and perhaps the shop owner. He has no business taking a shot at 80 yards.
Right. So you know the bolts don't carry the kinetic energy.
They don't carry the kinetic energy, no. And even if you can lob one in there, you're not being fair to the animal. I agree with that. I don't shoot anything past 30, 35 yards with a crossbow, and I try to avoid that.
Right.
I had a doe come in at about 8 yards the other night and didn't take the shot just because she was at the wrong angle. So.
Right.
All right, Richard, appreciate the call. Are you in the contest?
Hey, yes, sir.
All right, buddy, thanks.
Hi.
There you go. Here's a man I've been waiting to talk to. Good morning, Kirk. How are you?
Riding the anchor down.
Oh, man, don't tell me that.
I wanted to ask you, now that I've got so much time, I'm just sitting around thinking, you ever look back over all the years and that you spent on the water in the field and all the funny things that have happened to you? Do you ever just sit down and think about them and think that the funny things, almost all the funny things, that there was something dangerous about them.
Okay.
You ever sit and think about some of the things you've
You mean the day that I decided to buy a 10-foot John boat and I took my 6'2", 220-pound dad out and I weighed about the same at the time? He said, here, let me row, and tried to step around me in a 10-foot John boat. It does not work well. And the outcome was not, well, it was dangerous, but it wasn't very productive with the fishing rods on the bottom of the lake and my glasses gone and all the tackle boxes floating away. No, that wasn't a good one. But yeah, you're right. There is an element of danger in some of the things when you look back, and they are kind of funny. So, tell me about one of yours or two.
We first were starting out doing some big game tournament fishing. This was better than 30 years ago, and buddy of mine had a customer who he wanted to bring along fishing, and he had been out with us once before, and the guy was a real tool. I mean, he just whatever the captain told him, he wouldn't pay any attention, wouldn't listen to anything. So the second time we were out was in a marlin tuna mako tournament. We decided we're gonna take the mako, and it was rough. I mean, really rough. That 8-10 foot swells and just no good for drifting.
Wow.
And this really nice mako. The captain estimated about 300 pounds. Really nice one.
Mm-hmm.
Took the bait. Came out one time. Spectacular leap. Went right down under. Didn't come back up again, which is really unusual. And came right towards the boat. And the captain kept yelling, "Be careful! Be careful! Be careful!" And so the tuna door was open, and the whole cockpit was awash in water. And this guy was big with cameras. It's like black and white pictures. And he's right there at the transom, even though the captain's yelling to be careful. And I was up on the bridge with the captain, and I'm looking down, and just in slow motion, the guy goes right over the transom, right overboard. I mean, in slow motion, he goes in. So here you got a mad mako who's got all he wants to do is introduce you to his excellent set of dentures, and this guy's in the water. The captain shut down immediately, and
of course,
amazingly, the guy came right up by the tuna door, and one of the guys grabbed him, dragged him in, and he, of course, rest of the trip, he pushed and pouted and didn't come out of the cabin, and that was the end of that. But to see that guy in slow motion just go right over.
Yeah. And you're thinking, oh man, I know what that mako's last meal is going to be.
Another one I still feel bad about my little cousin. He was only 8 years old. I was 19, and he was only 8. He'd never gone fishing. He wanted to go fishing. So we went to Loch Raven, and it was early in the season, and it just started to get warm. So we had taken our jackets off. He was in the stern, and I'd put a shiner on for him with a bobber, and he was sitting there. We were pretty close to shore up, and I had rowed over to Hampton Cove, and all of a sudden these black and yellow, I don't know if they were wasp, hornet, I mean, they nailed me like it felt like a hammer hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really got me, and I jumped overboard.
Good point. Yeah.
And so I came up. I can still feel how cold that water was. This was early in the season.
Yeah.
And I came up there at the bow, holding. I'm looking at him because it dawned on me as soon as I came out of the water what happened to him. He's sitting there. They didn't bother him. Never touched him.
Really?
And he's sitting there crying. The poor little guy's crying.
Oh.
I finally get back in the boat, and They got me 18 times.
Ow.
On the left arm and the left side of the neck, left side of the face. And
oh, man.
The eye. So he couldn't row. I'm trying to row, and I can barely do it because my arm. So luckily the patrol boat came along, and he got us back in. But the poor little guy never fished again.
Well, no wonder. No wonder, man.
And I thought it was, but I can still see the look on his face.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there and his bottom lip's trembling.
Aw. He thought you were gone.
He still told the story about how I jumped out of the boat with all my clothes on. So I just.
Oh, man.
And up in Bedford, we would walk out of Bedford, we'd walk at railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were going fishing, so
oh, yeah.
We always crossed this. It was an old trestle bridge, an old iron trestle.
You know where it is, exactly.
And when you're crossing the bridge, you can look straight down into the water. The way the ties are spaced, you can't walk right.
Right. And
always, we never had a problem, but plenty of trains, but the rails sing before you can hear the rails
mm-hmm.
sing when you know a train's
yep,
coming.
I do, yep.
It's no problem. For some reason, Bud and I didn't hear it. We were right smack in the middle of that bloody bridge, and here that train came around the corner.
Oh no!
That engineer's laying on that horn.
Goodbye.
He went to one side. I went to the other. And holding onto that iron vessel. Bridge is shaking like mad, and you could reach your hand out and touch the train. It was so close.
Oh man!
But shaking like, and when that train finally goes by, I look over. I'm scared to death. And Bud's laughing. He's in hysterics laughing. He's laughing, and I'm scared. It's all these kind of things that happen, and it's just you don't think that later though. Each one of them could have been a lot worse. Something could have happened, but all of them, you laugh like mad about them.
Yes, so, you do.
It's just I sit around thinking about these different things from the past.
And, well, I'll tell you what, man, I really appreciate that. That is
it's just a
yep.
And you miss not being on the water and being in the field and that kind of thing.
Yes, sir.
So you take care.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you. Thanks, Kirk. Bye-bye. Appreciate the call. Bye bye. There goes Kirk. Hey, the Poole family. Poole, P-O-O-L-E, continues the family tradition established by Sam Poole at Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg. Now, the full-service deer processing shop is located on Bollinger Mill Road off 32. Sam's Deer Processing has cut well over 40,000 deer. They know how to quickly skin and cool and hang your deer as soon as possible for the best-tasting venison. They let your deer age to perfection, then they cut it to your specifications. Now, if you want deer jerky, deer sausage, deer hot dogs, deer snack sticks, smoked deer hams, and much more, take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg between Westminster and Eldersburg. Sam's Deer Processing also holds the secret recipe for Maryland's most popular deer bologna. Now, if you happen to bag that trophy buck, you're worried about where you can have the hide and cape safe for the taxidermist, Sam's can handle it. Sam's Deer Processing in Carroll County is the whole package. Custom cut venison to your specifications with all the specialty venison products to last throughout the year. Take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing or give them a call. It's 410-795-4670. Write that down. 410-795-4670 for Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg.
Big Buck Scents Cold Scent has a fast-growing reputation for attracting big Maryland bucks. Several friends of mine have used Cold Scent with great results. Big Bucks, Maryland's Eastern Shore's home to Big Buck Scents. Big Buck Cold Scent is different than those mass-produced bottles you see on every shelf. First, it's one deer to one bottle. That's a 4-ounce bottle, too. Plenty for the rut. Now, the deer urine is collected and immediately refrigerated. It's kept cold, and the vital elements will not break down and become less attractive. Trust me, there's a science behind all this. Big Buck Scents arrives at your local dealer cold in its own refrigerator. You keep it cold till you use it, and you will see the results. Try Cold Scent Vanilla Bean, Doe in Heat, Dominant Buck, or Doe Pea in the 4-ounce bottle. For more information, visit the website BigBuckScents.com or visit your local dealer. Ask for and use Cold Scent by Big Buck Scents.
Hey, Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. They've got the great X-Bolt high-powered rifle and all the standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. Extremely accurate bold action big game hunting rifle for this year's deer season or your future trip out west, the X-Bolt from Browning. Don't forget about the Maxxis shotgun. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, new power drive gas system reduces recoil, the auto loader shotgun for waterfowl hunting perfection. That's the Maxxis in Mossy Oak Camo. Oh, at Clyde's Sport Shop. And don't forget, Clyde's is your headquarters for Thompson Center muzzle loaders. They have the full selection of Thompson Center muzzle loaders and all the accessories that go with you for muzzle loader season. They've got Coda Bow and Parker crossbows, as well as vertical bows from Parker and Diamond. Clyde's Sport Shop, 2307 Hammond's Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. Give them a call at 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Don't forget, they have licenses, gunsmithing services, scope mounting, and bore sighting. Since 1957, it's Clyde's Sport Shop, and the free fishing hotline is 247-FISH.
It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's counties, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest a doe, all you have to do is donate
your deer through a participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big Bad John.
Bring it. We got a lot of callers there. We got Mike on the line, Justin, Bill, and Bruce. Let's talk to Michael. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Alan. I live in Baltimore County. My question for you is, where can you fire a rifle legally in Baltimore County? Is there a facility that you could go to that's close?
Yeah, there's one right over your way. It's Baltimore County Game and Fish Protective Association on Northwind Road.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. Great. That's exactly what I wanted to know.
Yep. And then there's the range in Marriottsville, which is Associated Gun Club's range in Marriottsville.
Okay.
And then there's the Hap Baker facility at the landfill in Carroll County on the way to Westminster.
Okay.
And now I would call any of these places first. Some of them have sight-in days. The Hap Baker range is open, I think, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But okay. All you have to do is Google Hap Baker, H-A-P-B-A-K-E-R, and that'll take you right to the facility. It's a county-owned facility. You got to pay you're in Baltimore County, so you'll pay an out-of-county fee to shoot there, but you can shoot all day. I mean, if you get a table there, you can shoot and, you know, sight your guns in and do whatever you need to do. That's where I tend to go. I do go to Associated Gun Clubs down there in Marriottsville to qualify for some of the managed hunts, to get my managed hunt card. But rifles are welcome at all those ranges.
Yeah, I had a friend I'd go with to West Virginia. He had some property, but he wasn't feeling well.
Right.
And I was just wondering, you know, where I could get some practice.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful news, because I had no idea.
There you go.
Where to go.
Yep.
Thanks, Alan.
You got her, buddy. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. There he goes. Let's see. Next is Bill with Crabbing, and then Justin and Bruce. Go ahead there, Bill.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good. What's up?
Okay. I had two questions for you. One question is, in Ocean City, do I need a permit to go crabbing, like chicken necking in Ocean City, like with the kids? Like, Do I need a permit?
Do you have a fishing license?
No, right now I don't.
Yeah, I think it's a. Oh, you caught me short, and I published a crabbing magazine.
Uh-huh.
When are you headed down there?
I was going to go like next weekend.
Yeah. There's a couple of tackle shops right there that can help you out with that. Oyster Bay comes to mind. Are you familiar with that?
A little bit.
Oyster Bay Bait and Tackle, the Ocean City Fishing Center, Ake Marine. Okay. If you're staying up on Fenwick Island, it's Captain Bruce's place there. What the heck's the name of that place? It's a fish and tackle store and little seafood carryout place.
Okay, and one license, would that cover me if I had?
Well, the kids, if they're under 16, don't need any kind of license.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, are they all under 16?
Yes, they are.
Well, there you go.
And another question I had was, I actually live in Carroll County.
Yeah.
And I have a big groundhog problem up there.
Right.
And I have a Ruger 10/22 with a sight on it.
That'll work.
If I shoot the groundhog, is that legal in Carroll County?
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, sure is. Yeah.
Me or anything?
Yep, sure is.
Okay. I was just, those are the questions I had.
All right, buddy. Yeah, well, that's how you got to take care of a groundhog. So.
I've caught a couple in traps, but there's one he's just being a pest.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
Very sneaky. I have him under my shed, and I've taken three out from under there this year, most I've ever had. Three groundhogs and five raccoons this year on my little tiny place.
They don't bother me, but the old lady gets scared to go outside, you know. And they have made some trees die. I think they were eating the roots or something, made a couple of trees.
Yeah, probably dug a den underneath the tree roots there. So.
Yeah, it's a mess.
I got you. All right, Bill. All right, thanks, man. Yep.
Bye.
See ya. There we go. Justin and then Bruce. Let's talk to Justin. Good morning, Justin. How you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. What's up?
I have a question about the Chesapeake Wildlife Foundation and their properties.
Are you talking about Chesapeake Forest lands?
I'm not positive.
Okay.
Property behind me was bought by Chesapeake Foundation.
Okay.
And from what I've always been told,
it's what?
Land.
Okay, you broke up on me there. Did you say it was a good place to bow hunt? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm saying from what I was told, nobody's allowed to hunt there.
Oh, it's possible if it's a private organization bought it, and who knows what the Chesapeake Wildlife Foundation is? I don't. I've never heard of them before.
They buy situation kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And they put a pond in and everything.
Yeah.
And I was curious because they have a house off that property.
Yeah.
And it butts up to my property.
Right.
But ours is all woods. You can't, you know, there's no houses there.
Right.
On my property.
Right.
And I've had them, you know, walking down the wood line at right on the edge of my property at, you know, 5 and 10 right at prime time. And they say that they've got permission to hunt it, but, you know, they've never shown anything saying that they have that permission.
No, I would suspect that you possibly have somebody that's just, well, let's see. I see the National Wildlife Foundation, I see Chesapeake Wildlife Heritage, and I see Chesapeake Wildlife Sanctuary, Wildlife International in Easton. I see Wildlife Sanctuary. If you could email me some more further information, I would love to hear it. And let's see what we can do.
All right, I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, because like I said, I've never heard of the Chesapeake Wildlife Foundation, but that doesn't mean there's not one. Okay. Could you email me some information? Yeah, the email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I will ask somebody I know about that that would know what the Chesapeake Wildlife Foundation is and about their property. So, okay?
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate the call. Yeah. All righty. Bye-bye. Let's see. Who do we have next here? We got Bruce. Good morning, Bruce. How you doing?
Good, sir. I just wanted to call and thank you again for that gun I won from you last year.
Yeah, you want a muzzleloader, I remember.
Yeah, we had a little mix-up in shipping, but I finally got it last year late after gun, you know, the season was
over. Well, yeah, you probably won it late. Yeah. Yeah,
I got it all slated in, and it's fantastic. I just wanted to call and thank you again.
And you're ready to rock and roll with some deer season this year, huh?
Yes, sir. Next Thursday morning, I'll be in there. And also, the other caller talked about your crabbing magazine, or you mentioned it.
I mentioned it, yeah.
I sent it out to my my brother-in-law in California.
Yeah.
He absolutely loved it. So you're coast to coast now in your magazine.
Well, I'll tell you, we're still getting a lot of hits on the website, and maybe because my buddy Brian Tilton redesigned Ellis Outdoors. When you click on ellisoutdoors.com, which is the website for the used to be just a radio show,
right?
It's been expanded now to cover the links to the Maryland Hunting Quarterly and the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. So we're still getting a pile of hits on both of those every week, and we love seeing those results. So we're glad to see the people are hitting them, and we're just enjoying the folks that that are able to pick all that stuff up for free off the website. So
well, I just want to let you know that everything is great. The gun, I really appreciate everything. And like I said, I'm heading to Exmoor, Virginia, to winter ride my place. So
all right, buddy. Well, have a safe trip. Okay.
Yes, sir, and thank you again.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate the call. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Hey, this is Alan Ellis for Bay Linux of Glen Burnie. Bay Linux spray-on bedliners, the only authorized Linux dealer in Glen Burnie, proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linux spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. What's in your bed? Is it one of those drop-in bedliners that rattles and slides around and lets water leak underneath and corrode your bed? Is it one of those? Is it just a big old rubber mat in there? Or maybe it's just bare naked. I don't know. But do what I did. Get a Linux bedliner. Completely seals water out of your truck bed, which, you know, seals out rust. Absolutely. Enhances the life of your truck. It's impact resistant, has a non-skid finish. It resists oil and fuel and gas and acids and chemicals. Mud, blood, and crud washes right out at your local car wash. Linex offers the Linex Extra, which is fortified with Kevlar and can be matched to the color of your vehicle if you like. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Bay Linex, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Visit them online at baylinex.com. Give Bobby Hawkins a call, 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Find out how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. All you got to do is mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show or Ellis Outdoors, and you got it. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie. The Buck Bomb is the hottest deer scent technology on the market. The Buck Bomb is pure deer urine manufactured in an aerosol spray. Now, the Buck Bomb, distributed in this molecular form, gives whitetails the opportunity to follow the scent trail to your stand site. The delivery rate and the large broadcast area cannot be duplicated with liquid, solid, or gel scents. Buck Bomb Doe Pea and Vanilla Curiosity work well any time to disguise your odor. Pick up a can of Young Buck or Acorn Rage for the bow season. For early muzzleloader, the dominant buck scent will challenge other bucks to seek you out. And now the heart of the rut through firearm season, try Doe and Estrus or Bone Collector Buck Bomb. Visit your local outdoor retailer or you can order online at buckbomb.com. Learn more about the Buck Bomb, or you can call 866-850-6653. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Are you looking for the truth? Find it every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flutes, booyah crawfish jigs.
I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me, and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
That's Michael Waddell from the Bone Collector album, put up by Warner Brothers, and we thank them for their permission to use that here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's a little story out of Duluth. Valerie Vaughn, V-A-W-N, Wright, 49 years old, of Two Harbors, is shown on her website posing with her prize 199-pound buck. The photo may now be part of a criminal case against her for allegedly baiting deer and hunting without a license. Wright is charged with shooting two deer while hunting over bait and hunting without a valid license. The two deer had attracted many onlookers at the nearby golf course due to their large size and beautiful racks. Hunters, however, were also interested in the bucks as trophies, including Valerie Vaughn Wright. She was discovered with one of the dead bucks at a stand after people complained of someone hunting in the city limits. The stand appears to have been placed just outside of the city limits. However, officers found the ground covered with carrots and grain to attract deer. Now, Wright reportedly admitted to coming out the week before hunting season to drop grain to bring the deer under the stand to be shot. The writer, who is not noted here, I remain perplexed why it is so much fun to sit at a stand over baited ground to shoot an animal feeding. I'll let that one slide. These violations remain only misdemeanors for hunting deer over a baited area, as well as for hunting without a valid deer license for having a deer over her limit. She's also charged with gross misdemeanors for transporting an illegally taken animal and for taking or possessing wild animals with restitution value of more than $1,000. Restitution value, something we haven't gotten to here in Maryland yet. Wright insisted she was not aware that she had to rake up the bait before killing the deer. For that reason, she insists the charges on the first deer being disputed. She posted her trophy on a website which ran with picture which captioned, Val Wright of Two Harbors shot this 10-point buck on opening day of Silver Bay that dressed out 199 pounds. That should be helpful in her prosecution. Now, the follow-up story is the woman was charged with two levels of misdemeanors for illegally killing against the law, two trophy bucks at the Two Harbors, Minnesota golf course. She was sentenced to 180 days in jail, a $50 fine, and $85 in additional fees, as well as $1,500 in restitution to the Department of Natural Resources. This woman charged with illegally killing the two trophy bucks at the Lakeview National Golf Course in Two Harbors, Minnesota, accepted a plea agreement, sentenced to 180 days, 50, and I just mentioned that. And on it goes. It says everyone was eyeing those bucks, said Department of Natural Resources Conservation Officer Dan Thomason, noting that the case has been of local interest since the hunter spotted the deer during the Two Harbors City bow hunt. The larger of the two deer had a restitution value of over $1,000, and the other was $500. Wright's jail sentence was stayed for 2 years, during which she will be on supervised probation. Probation conditions include 80 hours of community service, completion of an advanced hunter training class, and payments of $1,500 restitution to DNR, according to the Duluth News Chronicle. Pretty stupid. A lot of people in the public are viewing these nice bucks on the golf course. She goes in there and baits them, which is illegal in Minnesota. Shoots him on her with her. Yeah. Okay. Hey, by the way, folks, PETA, you know those lovely animal rights activists from down the road there, not too far away? PETA is urging people to break the law. Are they? Well, that's a question. U.S. Sportsman Alliance gave us this little tidbit of information. There was no denying that PETA opposes hunting. Now the animal rights group is also on record urging people to violate laws. Make that hunter harassment laws. In October 9th, 2012 blog posting, PETA urges its minions to help counter the cruelty of hunting in your area Post no hunting signs on your land and that of sympathetic neighbors and friends. Join or form a local anti-hunting group. Protest organized hunts and spread deer repellent or human hair from barbershops near hunting areas. Also, before supporting any wildlife or conservation group, make sure it opposes hunting. Fortunately for hunters, these tactics constitute hunter harassment, and also in Maryland. Practice that is illegal in all 50 states and also on federal land. The U.S. Sportsman Alliance, USSA, championed the enactment of these laws during the 80s and 90s in response to a campaign entitled Hints for Hunt Saboteurs by the anti-hunting organization Friends of Animals, the Sportsman's, which is now part of Humane Society of the United States. The Sportsman's Alliance also helped defend state hunter harassment laws in Iowa and New Jersey courts when challenged by the anti-hunting lobby. The result has been protection for American sportsmen and women from the exact sort of thing being promoted by PETA. If you'd like more information, well, I've got the link on their website, and you can get it, too. Anyway, what do you think of that? 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, the contest isn't over. We're still taking names on the muzzleloader contest. All you got to do is call in, leave your phone number, go on the air and say hi. You can also email if you like, and we've got that right on the website, right on the homepage of the radio show website. The Wolf, it's got a big scope mount on it. It's ready to go. The Wolf muzzleloader from the folks at CVA who are gracious year after year in supplying muzzleloaders for you, our listeners. So call 922-6680 or 1-800-922-6680. That's 410-922-6680. And you can get in on the contest. That's all you got to do. Call in, leave your name and number, and go on the air and say hi. So, let me tell you about Sean Mann Outdoors. You know, Sean is a local boy here on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Of course, he's got a worldwide reputation as a manufacturer of some of the finest goose calls you can get. And we're proud to have him as a sponsor of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Sean Mann Outdoors, Talbot County, that's the headquarters, worldwide headquarters. I believe Sean is still hunting in he goes to Saskatchewan or Alberta. I think it's Alberta, and does some waterfowl hunting, takes parties there every year throughout the fall hunting season. A lot of friends of mine have gone and hunted with Sean, and what a fantastic time. And so you can do that, too. You also hunt with Sean here during the waterfowl season. Sean Mann, 1-800. Let me give you the number here real quick. 1-800-345-4539. You can call him up. You can talk about going hunting with Sean if you like, or talk about the goose call. Somebody's in the office, and they'll be more Ed or I'm sorry, I forget the lady's name there, but they'll take care of you on that. Or if you're online, you can simply go to www.seanmann.com, seanmann.com, and that's the home of the Eastern Shoreman Goose Call. Easy to operate, reproduces all the sounds of a Canada goose. It's the one I learned on. It's the one that more waterfowlers have won more world champions with than any other call. seanmann.com, that's where to find it, and we hope you get started calling geese in your own right, in your own world. And trust me, it's easier than it looks. All right, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're going to keep rolling here. Paul Ryan. Many of you may have watched the debate the other night between Paul Ryan and whoever that was on stage. What? Are you calling him Crazy Joe? Crazy? What happened to that caller? Where'd he go? He dropped off? Quit? Okay. All right. Crazy Joe, is that what you're calling him? He did look a little crazy. I was wondering what he was doing. I know he was rude. I know he was obnoxious. I know he was arrogant and condescending. But, hey, what vice president hasn't been? I mean, look at Dan Quayle, how obnoxious he was. I really didn't mean that. anyway, Paul Ryan, our candidate for vice president of the United States on the Romney-Ryan ticket, had an interview. I told you a couple weeks ago that he spoke in Ohio. A fella from the Buckeye Firearms Association in Ohio, Larry Moore, interviewed Mr. Ryan, and there were a number of subjects covered. Let's see. Let me just pick out a couple of these questions. President Obama targeted you in Iowa regarding the Farm Bill. It contains items critical to farmers struggling with the drought conditions and conservation. What is your position? As you know, the Farm Bill has not been passed yet. Well, Ryan said we need a Farm Bill, but over 80% of the Farm Bill is the food stamp program. President and the Democrats have been unwilling to reform the food stamp program. It is in dire need of reform. We're missing an opportunity to get reform. I supported the drought relief for farmers, which is important. We believe in the conservation programs in the Farm Bill. The bill is necessary, but we want to ensure we have a good Farm Bill. Well, that makes sense. There's a lot of controversy regarding hunting, fishing, trapping on federal lands. Environmental groups are pushing to eliminate the use of lead bullets on federal lands. Please explain. Ryan, I can't imagine hunting other than waterfowl without lead, especially when talking about rifle bullets. We believe in land access, meaning we want to promote and preserve access. There's been some hostility from the federal government towards sportsmen's access to federal land. We think bureaucracy has gotten between the hunters, trappers, and fishermen who paid the taxes and access to the land. We have to remember that the American people are the taxpayers who own the public land. All taxpayers should have access to our public land. Buckeye Firearms Association. The budget is getting a lot of attention with the possible across-the-board $100 billion in spending cuts for January 2013. The Wildlife Restoration Act, Pittman-Robertson Act, and the Sport Fish Restoration Act, Dingell-Johnson Act, trust funds are included in those line cuts. What can be done to preserve sportsman dollars? Now, remember I talked about this. Obviously, I'm a big fan of these funds and the conservation programs they fund. They are fee-based programs that hunters and anglers pay. The programs finance wildlife conservation. We passed a bill that I wrote out of the House that addresses this issue. It cuts spending in other areas of government. The president has been silent on the issue. President Obama has not lifted one finger to fix the problem. There will be indiscriminate cuts to the military and other parts of government. The House bill will cut wasteful Washington spending elsewhere. Under a Romney presidency, we will replace these automatic cuts with plans that manage the budget. And on it goes, and we're out of time. Let's talk to Charles in Baltimore. Good morning, Charles. How are you?
I want you to stay well and have a wonderful hunting and fishing season.
And I will, and thank you for the photograph.
Oh, you did receive it.
I did, and you know, Charles, I'll say this very quickly to you. Have you ever seen the commercials on television for Dos Equis Beer, the most interesting man in the world?
No.
That's you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, so one of the lines in the commercial is that Sasquatch has pictures of him. And that would be you, my friend. You are the most interesting man in the world.
That's a compliment. Thank you so much.
I'll be in touch with you.
Bye.
Thanks, Charles. Well, that does it for the first hour. Next hour with more. I don't know what I'm going to get into. I think maybe a couple of smart, green, and growing tips from